For Spiritual Living, I'm Reverend Karen Rice, and I'm very happy to be here this morning. I'm the senior minister and the spiritual leader of this community, which this month is a really important month for us because in November we always have our stewardship campaign. It's the only time of the year where we really focus on your commitment to giving. We try and keep it so that we can see the spiritual perspective of the energetic we attach to our experience of having and sharing our money. And in a church setting such as ours, we are a spiritual center, we have a budget and we have expenses to meet. And the Board of Trustees has made a preliminary budget where we've come up with some of the numbers that we think we need for next year. And then we spend the month of November educating you about that and inviting you to participate in the program. Last year, 52 of you filled out pledge cards. That's really a high number for the size of our community. However, that is our goal. I think our goal was 50 cards last year, and we ended up with 52. And our goal last year was that you would commit to about $80,000, so that we know what we're playing with when we can be responsible stewards when we're tending to the business of church. And so we met the goals beautifully. And this year, we're at where our goals are very similar. We're keeping it at 52 cards because I said, we can't ask for more cards. That would be more cards than people almost. And I think 52 is a reasonable goal because we've reached it before. And remember, it's not a contract. It's not a bill. We don't call you if you can't keep your commitment. It's just a way that we can be responsible in managing the budget. So the preliminary budget that we said, it was over 4 hours. It was a four-hour meeting that we did about a month ago. I think we sat and we were looking at all the, you know, what did we do last year? What's it look like? It's not a fun meeting unless you love that sort of thing, but it certainly is a necessary part of church. And so we want to be responsible and we do all that. And then what we do is we have this campaign and then we will continue collecting cards into the probably till the end of the year, but definitely in the first couple of weeks of December, because people are still, you know, nobody's all here on the same Sunday. It would be so fun if we did just once do that. Wouldn't that be fun? And what I did was, so Cheryl and her amazing team of volunteers already have the letters, the packets ready, and I pulled them. They're in the trunk of my car, so you can't have them yet. I did. I came here yesterday. I was praying on it all weekend, and I had this idea that we always try and get them to you so you have them at the first of the campaign, and I thought, you know, I want to do it different this year. I want you to prayerfully think about what your commitment is, and can you maybe do, I like to do a little bit better than I did last year. Unless that was too hard, then I try and be responsible about it, but I want to play in the law of circulation, which is what we've been talking about and what we will continue to talk about today after we finish all this business stuff. So I kept the cards are in my trunk. You can't have them today. But I will have them out here next week. And the way we like to do that is we have them alphabetized and we ask you just to find it in the bookstore. They're out by the window. There's a gold box. And you go and you find the one with your name on it. If you don't find an envelope with your name on it, just feel free to grab. There's a stack of pledge cards there. And you give your commitment. It's personal. Nobody sees it but me. It goes in this little box. You put it in the gold box or you mail it back to us. And then I begin to tally and it's really fun. It gets more and more fun. I'm telling you, it's a contest. I always wait till the end of the month before I put mine in because I know it'll make a big difference, you know? So I always wait. It's like, oh, yeah, we're getting there. And then I throw mine in. A couple other people join me in that. And it's fun for us because what we're doing is we're working, like Sue Witter said when she did the intro, we're working in spiritual principle here because prosperity and well-being and the law of circulation is all a part, an important part of what we teach and how we live. So I'll have those cards for you next week. And no, you cannot twist my arm and get your card early. And then I'm very excited. I always take my time selecting something for us to read as a congregation. And truly, this is Sue Witter's favorite book. She told me that long before I kept going, why? Nobody reads this book. Everybody reads Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. But this is a dynamite book. So I chose this book about in the midsummer, I think. And the board is currently going over a chapter every month. When we sit down at the board meeting, we come prepared to talk about the next chapter, and we're doing it in sequential order, so you'll be catching up with us. The regular reading group, I think Diane Carter will you be leading that group? And that's on the third, either Nancy or Diane, I don't know, but they will be talking about it. So if you're not interested in sitting down and taking a whole class, you don't have to. You can still just read it, or you can even just eavesdrop. You can sit in that circle. You don't have to have read that book all the way through and listen to the scrumptious conversation around it. If you want to go deep, and in fact, I would say if you're interested in changing your own perspective around the flow of money in your life, I will say this, it's not just money. There are chapters devoted to health. There's a chapter devoted to relationships. It's about every element of our life, and that is what true prosperity is. So if you're interested in going deeper in understanding the spiritual principles around prosperity, Reverend Clyde, beginning next week, will be having a real class, a real study group and a class that will do it chapter by chapter. So that'll take us through November and into December, and you're going to get those of you who commit to it will find it life-changing. So we'll give you more information about that. And in addition to that, the other big news is that we always have the family meeting on the last Sunday. Well, it's not always the last Sunday, but it's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And did you notice Thanksgiving's coming really late this year in the month? So it'll be on that Sunday, the 24th, we'll have the family meeting, which will happen. So every Sunday, you're still invited to eat and make merry and have fun, break bread. And then on that last Sunday, we'll have the family meeting, which is a meeting I created just for us to create a forum for you to give us the leadership information. We want to answer your questions. And in fact, I thought maybe it would even be fun if you would be thinking about your questions now. Feel free to write them down. And it could be anything from finance to programs, whatever it is that you want to know. It's a time where it's more relaxed than the annual business meeting. And that's why I created it, so we could be. And I'll be asking for you to fill out surveys and all kinds of fun things. Every week I'll probably bring you something new. But right now I want to call up your board president, Ed Price. And we're doing something slightly different this year, and that is that we visioned a lot. Oh my goodness, did we vision. Here's what we came up with. I summed it all up. Me and Fred came up with this. From all the visionings the board did, all the members of the board, this is what came. We are a big, brazen, forthright, flowing, seeding power bursting forth in 2020. Is that cool? I love that. We are a big, brazen, forthright, flowing, seeding power bursting forth in 2020. And so I have asked the board to be the presenters. Normally we have a committee and we do, you know, we have a backdrop and all kinds of fun stuff. And we decided we wanted to do a little more, we just wanted it different this year. We wanted it to be brazen and forthright and, you know, all that, bursting forth and all that. And so the Board of Trustees, each week, a board member is going to share their testimonial with you, and it's time for Ed's. Take it away, Mr. Prez.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am here to give you a little history of my introduction to Science of Mind and a little of my testimonial. You hear me okay? Okay, so I got about 30 pages. is that too much? It's too much? Okay. Now, actually, I wanted to also introduce the other members of the stewardship committee, the presenters, Reverend Karen, obviously, Reverend Clyde, who's having fun somewhere in the world. Fred Carroll, Kay Fontana, Juliana Smith, and Jane Paulette. Would you guys stand? These are your board of trustees. Thank you, guys. You all have a chance up here, too. So get ready.
Oh, boy, Jesus. Oh, boy. Fred?
Good. My history with Science of Mind began about 15 years ago at New Vision Center with Reverend Michelle Medrano. A mutual friend of mine introduced me to her. So my background is I was born and raised Jewish back in Philadelphia. I was bar mitzvahed. I went all the way through Hebrew high school. My problem was that I kept asking the rabbi, if we're the chosen people, what about all the other people in the world? What's going on? Are they bad? They're wrong? What doesn't make sense to me in my logical brain? How can we all get along? It's not making sense to me. So I had a lot of questions when I was young, and he was not able to answer my questions. So it started very early for me, not getting answers. So after college, joining the Air Force, marrying, receiving a disability from the VA, I moved to Phoenix in 1971. Then came a divorce after 17 years, becoming a single parent, and more health issues. As you can imagine, life questions just kept mounting. The mutual friend I mentioned earlier in Science of Mind offered me a possible new way of thinking. In my search for answers, I found options and answers to why my life was the way it was. I love this teaching because it encouraged us to look at our thoughts, other possibilities, and therefore our actions. In all the classes I've taken, and I've taken three foundation classes, my thought process has certainly changed, my outlook on life has changed, and therefore my life has changed. When I found West Valley Center for Spiritual Living after marrying my wife Rose at New Vision Center 10 years ago, and coming here 3 years ago, I found a home and an extended family. After just a few services, I talked to Reverend Karen and mentioned to her, if you ever need any help, call me. Then she called me. I started as a counter, started taking classes, and found such a warm, loving environment, I just wanted to give back more. The impact of Reverend Karen's messages motivated me every week. All the classes here inspired me to learn and grow more. So this is why I'm such a proponent of volunteering and have been on the board and now the president, because I get such a joy out of giving to this community. In the last 3 months, my health has improved to where all my blood tests are normal. A year ago, my triglycerides were over 400, and I was 26 pounds heavier. In the last month, Rose and I have sold our house, found a house, and are moving next week to Sun City. To enjoy my retirement in a way I've always dreamed. The law works. Amen. And so it is. So I am a big supporter of Science of Mind and big supporter of being in the flow for our center. So in conclusion, I am going to give my pledge 25% more than I gave last year. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, well, that's a good way to start. Thank you, Mr. President. Wow, how wonderful. Well, let's jump in. Shall we jump in? Shall we get to the meat of it then? Something's not right. I know. It's this. So the first order of business this morning, when we're looking at this month that we're calling, we call the stewardship program Seeding Our Future. We gave it that name last year, and we really love it. It came also from visioning. I want to say that we always start at the beginning of spiritual truth, and that's where life originates. You know, we're looking at that source of all of life, whatever that givingness is in life, that is the origin of everything. We're all good. We're all life has its start and its beginning. And so the title of my message this morning is The Divine Fountain. Oh, my goodness, what a gorgeous image. I can't wait to tell you what that looks like and how I'm going to describe it the way that I see it in my mind.